Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to let you know that we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, I was calling to file unemployment.
All right. And may I have your full Social Security number, please?
421-495-894.
421-495-894.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth and your mother's maiden name?
Michael Jones, March 18th, 1999. And I think my mother's maiden name is Carmichael.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language? Sorry. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Do I what?
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit or the Alabama benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have the routing number and account number, please? Ready when you are.
Let me grab it out my wallet real quick. My routing number is 06-200-004-0s. And it's 80 is the last two numbers.
Okay. 06-200-0080.
I got my account number here whenever you're ready.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, and my account number is
548-4-2-0-5-3-4-8.
548-4-2-0-5-3-4-8.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your mailing address?
2751 Nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E, Drive, Millbrook, Alabama, M-I-L-L-B-R-O-O-K, Alabama. And the zip code is 36054.
Okay. Okay, so the address is 2751 Nettle Drive, Millbrook, Alabama, 36054.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
January 18th was the last day. I know it was on a Tuesday. Let me go and look. Let me see. Yes, ma'am. It was on a Tuesday.
January 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. I've been mentally and physically able to work.
Okay. So the next several questions will be either yes or no. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I do not own a business, but I work for a company.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
Am I what?
Okay, so these questions will either be yes or no. Reading,
yes,
you don't have to pick me. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
You say, have I attended school?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? For example, 20 miles.
100 or more.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, 10.50.
Well, I'm a welder, so I'd say 15 or 16 is the lowest I'll take.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Do your employer give you a return date?
No, ma'am. He didn't.
What was your job description? Just welder?
Yes, ma'am. Welding for Brooks Construction.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who'd you say your separate employer?
Ma'am.
Who's your separate employer?
My temporary employer is
your
Anthony
separate
James.
Employer.
Oh,
not a company
separated.
You work for?
Brooks Construction. I'm sorry, I really can't hear you on the phone.
Are you, am I on speakerphone?
Yes, ma'am. I took you off.
Okay. So, on your check stub, what name do you have showing for the company? Is it Express Services Incorporated or Brooks? Koski?
Ma'am?
Is it Brooks? I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Is Koski?
Oh, yes. Koski. Uh-huh.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am. Kofesky,
okay.
Brooks.
You have a,
well.
What city was this work performed in?
I was working in Memphis.
Where did you apply it? Was this at home? Where did you apply for this job?
At his home.
No, what city was the work performed in, like, when you applied for the job?
Oh, the work we did was in Memphis. Like, we traveled, but I know.
I understand that. I'm saying when you did the application, all that design for work, what city was it performed in?
Selma, Alabama.
Selma, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. Well, Valley Grand, because that's where he stays, Valley Grand, Alabama.
Valley Grand together or two separate words?
Valley Grand together.
Okay. You have a telephone number for the company?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get the business card.
While you look for that number, what was your employment start date? When did you start?
I started, I think it was I think it was July, it was one of those months, June or July.
Okay, we have to know the correct date in order to proceed.
Okay.
Would you like for me to save this information? You give us a call back when you have it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to save this. Either I or another agent will assist you on finishing your unemployment claim. So I'm pressing finish later now. And once you get that information, you can give us a call back and we'll pick up where we left off.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, make sure you have that employer's telephone number with the company you work for, telephone number, and your exact start date and end date.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a blessed day. Looking forward to hearing from you again soon.
All right.
All right.